Yeah, can you believe it? We're about to put this one in the books, this whole year in the books. Yeah. Pretty incredible. And so let's get through some time here. Talking about the end of the year. And I'll be talking about this at the top of hour number two. And that is the Democrats' top 10 problems heading into 2020. The problems that they face heading into 2020. You know, if Donald Trump was given even a scintilla of fair treatment on nightly news and cable news, think about how popular he would be. Seriously, think about how popular he would be if he was given somewhat of a fair shake, some sort of even-handed coverage. He doesn't get that, ever. And so here he sits, but his numbers remain about the same, 45-7%. That's his approval rating. Sometimes it goes a little bit higher, sometimes it goes a little bit lower, but it's generally right there. And I wonder who's going to go to the polls in 2020 and say, gosh, I'm making more money, everybody's working, the economy's humming along, but we better change things because I don't like the way this guy tweets. That's pretty insane. Speaking of anti-Trump people, insane and anti-Trump kind of go together, the whole way people conduct themselves. As I told you, this psychologist that I know, that I've met, says that a good part of her practice is based on those that come in that are listless and depressed and drinking too much and doing drugs, literally, honestly, no joke, because they can't handle the fact that Donald Trump's president. Crazy. But the left-wing media has been caught telling the truth a few times recently. Because there are certain, you can't run away from the truth when it's that big and that glaring. Like the economy doing so well. John Harwood is one of those fairly infamous anti-Trump, never Trump, hateful of Trump reporters that works for CNBC. A guy who has made outrageous tweets about how coverage cannot be fair because Trump is such a bad guy. But here's John Harwood, forced to tell the truth. Bite number one, John Harwood from CNBC, forced to tell the truth about the economy. Bite one, go.
Retailers are feeling pretty good right about now. We're getting a clearer look at how the holiday shopping season unfolded. It was marked by record online orders as well as strong sales. So what does that tell you, John, about how Americans are viewing this economy?
Well, consumer confidence is doing well. There was a morning consult poll that came out the other day that showed an increasing tick up in consumer sentiment.
A huge tick up in computer sentiment, and it goes on. Another bit of truth telling from MSNBC. But they're really kind of sounding the alarm, saying, my God, the economy is so good. Trump's going to win. Michael Moore, even though he hates white people, especially white men like himself, he hates considerably. He admits the economy is doing so well that Trump's going to win again as well, as does MSNBC. Listen to this. Christmas sales, the best they've ever been. Bite number two, economy is a gift to the president. Bite two, go.
Whoever the nominee is, you got to look at the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. Three big economic headlines that are like a late Christmas present for the president. Rank and file workers get bigger raises, wages rising at the fastest rate in more than a decade. Holiday cheer at Amazon and Tiffany, both companies with strong sales. And global stocks follow U.S. markets higher. We see the global markets edging up after that strong Christmas season and what we saw in the stock market yesterday. So, Susan Del Percio, how worrisome should those kinds of headlines be for the Democrats? Quickly for you, and then I want to get Philippe's take on it, too, before we have to go.
They should be very concerning for the Democrats.
Not good for America. Not positive. It should be concerning for Democrats. The economy's so good. Gosh, I just wish it was terrible. So the Democrats would have a better shot of beating Donald Trump. Right now, they don't. CNN also talking about the incredible growth of the economy, forced to tell the truth because you can't lie about it all the time. And let's be honest, if CNN wasn't on in airports, they'd have half the viewers that they have. But a bite 2A from CNN telling the truth about the booming economic numbers. This wraps it all up. Go.
It's been 10 years since the official end of the Great Recession, a decade of uninterrupted economic growth here in the United States. But now, more than ever, there are very good reasons the president's team wants him to make this the focus, the economy. Here's why. I want to walk you through a couple numbers here that I think are really indicative of why people feel good about the economy right now, according to numbers. All right, let's the baseline, top line number everybody always pays attention to, the unemployment rate at 3.5% in November of 2019. That is the lowest since 1969. That's a pretty good number to tout. Again, there's a lot of indicators out here, but move over into equities. We're going to narrow it down a little bit to the S&P 500, essentially a gauge of where the top 500 companies in the Dow are currently resting at this point in time. 2019 up 29% year to date, right up against the line of the best year since 1997. We'll have to see how the market goes over the next couple of days, but right there. So equities looking pretty good too. Obviously a fickle indicator, but one the president likes to talk about quite often. Here's where things get probably more important from a campaign perspective. Feel good about economic conditions. 76% as of this month. That is the highest since 2001.
The highest since 2001. 76%. 76% have a positive view of the economy. That's a problem for the Democrats, a big problem. It's a top 10 problem for the Democrats. We're going to have that for you coming up. I've got your top 10 problems facing the Democrats in 2020. We'll try to get through as much as we can. But the economy is certainly on that list. Impeachment on the list. John Durham on the list, just to name a few of the things that the Democrats will be facing when it comes to the election on November 3rd, 2020. It is a Monday here. Great to have you along. You can find out more at SteveGruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.